Welcome to today's Boost Podcast with me, Graham Farmer. And today on the podcast, I welcome one of Ukraine's biggest techno exports. Spartak has seen great acclaim as a producer, a DJ, and an industry figure over the years. Alongside his production output and his busy touring schedule, Spartak maintains momentum by way of his award-winning Supreme podcast and his labels I Am Techno, or IMT, and Codex Recordings. I chatted to him a couple of weeks ago. We talk about lockdown. We talk about building yourself as an artist and a load of tools you're going to need to do within that in that framework. I really enjoyed this chat with Spartak. We're both on the same plane about building up artists, Spotify, SoundCloud. So this is packed full of information for you. I hope you enjoy it. Let's jump in. Hey, dude, how's it going?
Yeah, hello, mate.
So firstly, why do you do what you do?
That's a good question. I think I don't know. I don't know what to do else. I have no idea. I have no idea how to get money in another way, you know? So for me, or I have to play music and produce music and release music, or I have to go somewhere to work on the, I don't know, a shoe store.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm a professional DJ. And right now we are learning about, in the last year, we learned about a lot about label management and these things, but it's all about electronic music, you know. This is the only thing I know how to do. That's why I'm here.
Nice. Well, that's cool.
That's true.
you've got two labels, Codex and IAMT?
Yeah, well, we have more right now.
Okay.
We as my company, we have started, back in the days, it was only one label, IMT.
Yeah.
And which was actually I Am Techno. But then I decided that it's very dangerous to have techno in the name of the label, because people can blame you. It's not techno, especially in this wild genre. So I decided to make this shortened version, IMT. And then when I changed my sound, it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. I decided to open another label that will show my transition to from one sound to another. And that label was Codex. And since last year, my partner, I live right now in Barcelona, cool. And my partner, the good friend of mine, he also moved to Barcelona from Kiev. And he said, okay, man, I will help you with your label. And we found that there is a very big potential right now in Spotify. So we were super excited. We started to build the playlists and everything, you know. And right now we have six labels. We
Whoa. Have
five labels, our labels. And also we do the management for Set About, for Methodic Christoph label.
Yeah,
and right now we are thinking also to open a new house label, because honestly, I'm a techno artist, but for me the music business itself, the selling music, the promoting, it's so exciting. We have a very nice team right now. We have six people working, and three persons here in Barcelona and three in Ukraine, and it's very cool business. It's very interesting, very exciting, and we want to build this empire. So we have right now six.
Yeah, nice. There's a few people that work in, like, a few labels that are in house music that have similar veins, where they do a management for a load of other labels, and it seems to be going that way for sure.
Well, it's funny and it's exciting, because every week we have releases, and every week you have something new. You know, as pilots say that. Every flight is different, you know, and for us it's the same. Every week is different. Every time something new, it's always something exciting. You're checking the charts, you're checking the support from another playlister, so you're checking, it's like, it's a game that never ends, you know, and I think, especially right now on the lockdown, it's, finally I have a lot of time to work on this, you know, and establish this, and It's cool. Let's see what will happen in 1 year.
Have you seen streams and sales rise in this period?
Honestly, I don't know. Right now, it's pretty hard to say exactly what happened. But since the lockdown, we have amazing leap on Spotify. But Spotify, yeah. I've got two tracks of mine, two releases. Feel Burning, and it's right now in Techno Bunker playlist. And then after 3 weeks, we released track Saturn with my friend Alan Wolfs on Setabout. And after 3 weeks, they also added it to Techno Bunker.
Nice.
So I have right now two tracks. And in general, from 60 tracks of Techno Bunker, we have right now six tracks from our catalog. Thanks to Spotify, if somebody will see this video.
Oh, I was gonna ask that was my next question. Do you have relationships with them to get those positions, or is it just from streams and stuff your end?
No, it happens itself. I know that it's very important to. It depends a lot on the artist, because on Spotify you can have no label page. You know, it's impossible to see the label. So we do a lot. We have our own playlists, and we invest a lot of money to build that playlist. We promote them on Spotify. I don't know anybody from Spotify. I hope maybe one day this will change, and probably they will see and will get in touch. I would love to have some connections, definitely.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
But, you know, no, unfortunately not. From another side, I have created the course for our artists, what they have to do on Spotify, how they have to promote their tracks, how they have to set up their Facebook ads. We have on our website, we have the website imtmusic.com, and it's kind of hidden page. So we send this link to only to the artists artists of the labels. Yeah, well, it's kind of knowledge base. So I have recorded video like I'm sitting right now with the camera, and was trying to explain what they have to do and how they have to push. And we have the girl who is working on the label. She runs PR and like social networks. And she, every time when the release is coming, she's asking like, "You will have release on Friday. Please go to this page and check out all the videos from which Vitaly have recorded for you, because there are some tricks you can use to push your Spotify." And we see that it works. I was thinking that even if every artist will have like 5% more sales on their release, in the end of the year, for us, it's thousands of euros, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So it was an idea, and I see that a lot of artists say, "Man, we have never they send the feedbacks that they work with many labels, they have long careers, and they say that nobody took so much care about us like you do with your labels, with these lessons." Well, sometimes if the artist is big, I'm trying even to have the personal call on Zoom like we are doing with you, and I'm trying to explain what is better to do or not, sharing my own experience. It doesn't work always, because, for example, I had last week I had release on Hold You. It was experimental track. It's more melodic with vocals, and I was sure that Spotify will support it, but they not. That means that I'm clear. I know there is no corruption scheme, or they like track or not, or they. I did all the same, but they didn't add to any editorial playlist. But I think it's okay. It's all right, because still they have a lot of tracks, and you have still appreciate their job. And it's incredible how many tracks they have.
Yeah.
And playlist has the quotes, and you cannot add everyone there. Otherwise, it will lose the whatever. Yeah. This volume. So I'm okay.
Do you find you have to drive the streams up so much in a certain short period of time to then it starts popping into those playlists, or is it just
when they add your tracks to playlists? For example, when they added my track "Feel Burning," I had my statistics just doubled. You know.
Okay. Do you have to get it to a certain point for them to be considering it? Is that what I was?
I don't know. Definitely, you have to work on profile. You have to work. You have to keep it. You have to add photos. You have to add gigs. Very fun right now. But right now it's hard to add gigs.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to take care about your profile. So every time when they you have to pitch, you have to do everything on time. And I also help to some other artists when they have released on in other labels, and we see that labels sometimes they do not upload the tracks earlier, you know, so they artists cannot pitch their tracks. So we try, as from our side, we try to do everything that Spotify will support the artist who has released on our labels. And definitely, if they see you work, they give you support. That's what I can say.
That's super. I'm fully into this. Like, I love Spotify. I've used Spotify for a long time. I've made a lot of videos on YouTube about Spotify, and just try and drum it into people that they have to kind of get that exactly all that stuff. Like, they have to have their profile built on there. They have to have certain things on there, you know. So thanks, man, for helping me drill that in.
Yeah, I'm a new team. from another side, I also have to appreciate Beatport because they also support a lot of labels. A lot what we do, always add the feature. For example, today we have release of Methodic Christoph on Set About, and they gave us banner. I just checked 5 minutes before we started this call, and I was like, yes, thanks, Beatport. So from another side, I don't know anybody from them as well.
Nice. That's really cool. Yeah, we premiered that track on my platform Nude the other day. So yeah, it's a really good record.
Yeah, well, I think they see if you work properly, if they see that you're like uploading the tracks earlier, if they see that you're like mentioning them, if you see that you engage all these stores, they want to support these kind of artists. And it's normal, I think. It should be like this.
And I noticed that you've, I guess all artists have had to adapt and evolve in this lockdown period. I noticed you've been live streaming a lot. And I noticed you started your breakthrough process. Do you want to chat about those two things? I'm well interested in streaming and the breakthrough thing.
Yeah, well, yes, because with this lockdown, we cannot play. So I cannot say that I stream a lot. I think I had maybe four streams. I did one really crazy stream from my bed. it was kind of a joke, and I said to my followers on Instagram, if my post will get like 500 comments, I will do the next stream from my bed, you know. And it was, and people started to react, they started to share and give the comments and everything, and then I realized that I have to play. But I can tell you that it was terrible. It was one of the greatest experiences I had. After 1 hour playing, I didn't have a possibility to stream directly, so I had to record the video and then stream it.
Right.
And I started to record the video. I played 1 hour. It was really such like painful thing to stay on the, you know, like to sit like this on the and try to play, and it was terrible for my legs. I couldn't feel them.
When you're trying to work like that, I'll work from upstairs, and I'm like, you sat there like that, and you're like, I can't do it. It's just not possible. Like, I have to be at my desk, and I have to be, you know, the same for DJing.
It was terrible. It was such a big pain. But the crazy thing that when I had finished, I checked the video, and I realized that because I recorded straight from the mixer to the camera, I realized that the sound was overloaded. It was like,
oh no.
And I was like, oh my God, I have to write this thing once again. So I have recorded once again. Then my daughter come to the bed.
Yeah.
She started to dance after like 20 minutes of the set. Yeah. I think it's cool because when my daughter comes, every time I have a lot of comments and engagement, I was thinking, yeah, go for it. Then she started to dance, and then she said, and started to check her feet, you know, she started to straight from the camera. I said, Lisa, what the hell are you doing? I'm playing it. You're checking the shit in your eye. And she moved away, and I realized that I cannot show this video again. So
she's gonna start it again.
And it was like it was one of the worst days of my life, but still I have recorded this video, and it was very cool because people, but from another side, I used a brand new mixer from Pioneer.
Yeah, the big one, the really big.
Yeah.
On your bed. Oh my God. Yeah.
And I have, because they have digital outputs, and those digital outputs are in the bottom of the mixer, you know, the panel. Mm. And in the camera, it seems like nothing is connected. So a lot of people started to write down, "Oh man, you are a good actor and bad DJ."
Like, oh, brilliant! Of course.
Yeah, well, but it's funny because the next day I made the picture with this digital albums and said, "Let's make this petition to Pioneer so they will bring it to the top panel."
So stop stitching up DJs. So it looks like we're not doing anything. Yeah.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny. Right now we have Ready in Time Studio here in Barcelona. So I bring it back all this equipment. Finally, we can. Because I don't like to play at home because. Home is home, you know, and you have to put light, you have to bring cameras, you have the DJ mixer, and if I'm doing all this stuff, it's like the whole flat is like in ruin, you know, and I prefer to record this from studio. So next week we will have the stream with Beatport. It will be the anniversary of Tronic label, and I will record this video, or will play this video from Ready in Time Studio in Barcelona with multi cameras. Nice. Everything will be perfect, but I think right now it's only way to at least to keep people in the good shape, you know.
Yes.
and play for them this way.
Are you going to be doing more of them? You know, obviously this time of not being able to go to clubs is going to carry on for a while. Are you going to continue to do the streams and continue to?
Yes, there are a lot of people asking about this. A lot of promoters, and right now with our agency, I work right now with Analog, and we just had called 2 days ago, and we have discussed this. And a lot of promoters, they also want to have the engagement with their audience. Mm. That's why they are asking DJs to have this kind of virtual festivals, you know? So we decided that I will do at least one recording. Maybe I will not share it on my page, but we will still, I will appear in the internet playing for the different parties, for the different promoters. But it's necessary, I think. And for me, it's not really a big deal, you know? I just take my USB stick and go and record the video. And
yeah.
So I'm completely okay. I'm checking the music, listen promos, demos, everything to have the new music and to play it for the people.
Do you do you think they're good for new artists? Do you think they're like people like new artists and smaller artists should be doing them as much as possible, or do you think their focus should be somewhere else?
I think, honestly, I don't know. I think right now it's a good moment for many new artists. Because probably, you know, people see that what I see right now, that a lot of there are some big artists that they engage a lot with the audience, but there are some, I don't want to say the names, who completely disappeared, you know. And I think in every crisis is a moment of changes, and I think right now, if you have the passion of music, you have to keep it, and there is nothing bad happens. Still, Spotify works. Still, Beatport works. Still, there are so many people are waiting for the new music. Mm-hmm. And for example, with our labels, IMD, we keep for the young artists. Mm-hmm. And for us, it doesn't matter. For me, it doesn't matter if you have released on big label or not. If you're young artist with great music, we will take your track and we will release this track, and we will support it the same as we supported with as we support my tracks.
Nice.
It will be completely the same PR and management. Everything will be the same. So, in my point of view, I think yes, it's a great moment, and you can do a lot. And right now, you know, all small artists, big artists, they are all the same, because big artists play from the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Bedroom DJs probably play from the bedrooms.
Yeah. Everyone's a bedroom DJ again. It's amazing. Yeah,
exactly. So it's easier right now to concur with them.
Yeah. It's like a level playing field, I always think.
Yeah. Exactly.
A little bit. Because obviously these big pages have still got bigger pages and they've got bigger reach and bigger PRs, but a little bit, you know?
Yeah, well, but still, yeah, I think I don't know about PR itself. How what is happening? I mean, it's question to you because I don't know what is happening in your world.
Yeah.
In the world of like interviews, you know, I mean, for these kind of professionals, for the DJs, yeah, everything the same. Just less, no gigs, but yeah. You still have your audience. You still have people to play, and you still have music to release, and you still have your labels. It's fine.
That's really cool. That's really cool about IMT about the you taking on smaller artists. I love that. And I'm really interested in your thought, like how you sign music, what you look for, what you think, what you look for in an artist, I guess, and what's maybe right, and how they should look for the label, you know?
The music, it's you mean the track or the sound?
Or just generally, like I know when people, like some labels sign artists or sign music, they'll kind of look at the track and then they'll look at the artist and then they'll look at what else they've got going on and then go, yes, they're right, or whether they're, or maybe go, no, they're not, because they've not got X, Y, and Z. And I guess I'm just interested in how you look at that process.
Yeah, that's very good question. First, because I honestly, I reject a lot of emails because first of all, and it's big pain for me. I mean, not big pain, but this is something I want to share with artists. I hope they see, and I'm trying to tell this every time. First of all, the way they have to send the email and the way they have to compose the message to me, because if we have, for example, the rules on our website everywhere, even we ask the labels, or like there are some pages like label base, you know, where you can get, we ask them to add our rules of, like, for example, SoundCloud link only, please write us text who you are, what is your mission, the labels, the background, what do you think about your, like, your music, the label. And for me, of course, if I see the link, like, first, I always reject if I see that artists have sent to many labels in the same email. I think everybody does this. Yeah. I will never listen. For me, I always push one button straight. I click to spam. If I see the email like this, I click to spam. I don't want to see never the email from this guy anymore. So this email goes straight to spam. If I see that artists, for example, send me the links, I reply to every email. I reply because as artists, I know how it's when you have to wait 1 month, 2 months, and then they listen and they disappear, you know. And then, I mean, this is not, you have to, for the labels, you have to appreciate if artists wants to sign the track, they see your label, they believe in your label, they send you the track, your music, something that they have created. For many artists, track is like a child, it's something unique. If it sounds bad, but for them, it's something that, like, it's a part of them, and they send it to you, so they believe in you. Mm. And what you do as label, you listen in 2 months or in one, and never reply. Mm. It's not, I mean, artist shows you respect and you show nothing. I mean, you show nothing. And I think in my case, I'm trying always to reply. If I don't like the track, I know that somebody on the other side is waiting for my, it doesn't send to anybody else. So I have to reply if I don't like, maybe somebody, another labels will take this track. So I always reply. Mm-hmm. But if I see that it's just a link, I can listen. But I will never reply if I don't like. So if you have no time to write me something, at least to say hello. If you add me just a link, I will have no time to reply you back, you know?
Yeah, I love that because I'm such a stickler for the, if I just get a link in an email, usually it's a reply going, wow, not even a hello today. How are you, my friend? Thanks for sending me news. Like yeah. I find it so rude. I always put it as the equivalent of, would you walk up to someone in the street and just hand them a USB and then walk off?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't do it, would you? Like,
yeah, but, or you see, like, I don't know, for the Richie audience playing at the party and you come, like, you give me and go away.
Yeah, it's exactly that, isn't it? It's like exactly that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, this is sort of education, but you see, at least you write them down. I don't want to reply. If I see that somebody, because I ask, I really hate when I have emails like with 10 links, why you cannot combine them in the one secret in the one. So I write this: thanks a lot, but please for the next time could you? We are not sure about these tracks, but please for the next time could you please gather all these tracks in one secret playlist? But if I like the track, for example, sometimes I listen to the track because when you check demos, there are a lot. So when I listen to the track, and I'm not sure, it's okay, it's fine. But I cannot say that yeah I like it. But if I see that artists have written like, I have releases here, I've released like for 12 years, I'm a resident there, I was playing there, or come on, I'm starting my career, or but something like the message. Mm-hmm. So this will force me to go back and listen more carefully. A few times happened to me when I checked like the artists have released already, have released for example on Phobic or some good labels, but I didn't like the tracks from the beginning. Then I go back because I see that yeah, this is a good social proof that these artists already have. It's not bad artists. Something I have to check more carefully. Mm. So I go back and I listen more carefully. But honestly, still, I'm super happy that we have these few labels. So I right now I do not have to count just on the artist profile or whatever. We released artists without even Instagram, you know, so people even have no Instagram, but we still release them if I like music. And it's cool that with IMT, I do not have to keep it like to be cool enough to take this artist, you know, or like, I think this is, I'm super happy that right now we have built this kind of system, you know, that it works like this way.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I love that. I really do. Yeah. And I love those thoughts. That's really good. I noticed you have your own publishing as well. Do you think this is important for artists to kind of get their head around that?
Publishing, yes.
And because just kind of get their head, because I know a lot of artists don't even know what it is, know what it does. Like, yeah. I guess what are your thoughts on the whole matter?
Definitely, because you know, the problem is that a lot of artists, they have no education about the music. They never read even the contracts. Not so long time ago, I don't want to say what exactly, but it was very good request for a very good remix, but I read the contract and I have realized that the persons they propose and the adjustments they have are so big that even like, yeah, it's interesting for me, but I have my own label. I mean, I read 20 contracts every month, you know. Yeah, yeah. So I know what I have to read. I ask them, please, can you send me adjustments, and I can count what I will, because I have my time, and I want, yeah, it's interesting project, but still I want to have value from this, not just value of hype. I have enough hype, thank you. But I think I need to have also like financial value after this project. And then they send me adjustments, they sent me everything, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not really interested in this project. Maybe something in the future. Mm-hmm. And I have spoken with another artist, very good artist as well, who has released on the big labels. And he said, hey, bro, I know that you will have also, you will take part in this project as well. I said, no, I'm sorry, because the contract was not really good for me.
Yeah.
And he said, contract? I even didn't read it.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is guy with very good experience. I mean, that's a problem that a lot of artists, they do not read the contracts. They have no idea what they signed, because it is what it is. Mm. From another side, publishing as well, we have publishing company and we are trying to collect the publishing royalties for the artists. And yes, for us, when we sign the artist to our label, we see that he has no publishing. Our label manager is asking them, you have no publishing. If you want, we can collect the publishing royalties for you. And what they say, oh man, I have no idea what is this. I'm sorry, that's way too complicated. I don't want it. Okay, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's so important for artists, so important for across the, you know, for your, especially at times like now, when you know there is no gigs, it's like it's that extra revenue stream for crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And nobody. I have mercy. You asked me about breakthrough coaching as well, yeah. But I didn't reply. But I had also yesterday. I had a call with one. I was just, not yesterday, 2 days ago with one of the students, and I said also, man, because we have to prepare your list, blah blah blah. and also we have to sign the publishing deal with you. And he said, what is publishing? I said, and I started to explain, look, in the real music, there are composers, there are lyrics writers. There are some people who also have the rights for your music, and probably those in, because we have electronic music, but the world works for the real music, first of all. And the rules are the same for everyone. And you have, can be also not just artist, but also you can be composer, you can be lyrics writer, and those are the money that go away. They just disappear until you ask for them. Beatport hold them, these old companies hold them, but not artists, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, definitely, especially right now. And there are also some neighborhood rights, publishing rights, and I think artists, they need really to think about the education. And this is what I like with Spotify, because they have amazing kind of academy, but people are so lazy, and they never listen, they never read. They think they have to make the track and release it and just jump on the plane and have gigs, you know? Or like...
I agree so much, it's funny. Oh, I'll tell you what, this is what I wanted to ask you about. Obviously, you've got loads of energy, and I know we've kind of been in this lockdown period for a while, and I know some artists are kind of losing motivation. I know they're kind of losing a bit of like umph on what to do next and what they should be doing. I get asked a lot of times, what should I be doing now? What should I be doing? I'm like, well, you know, so I'd love to know how you get motivated. I'd love to know how you get out of bed, like, so what keeps you motivated? And I'd love to know if you will tell other artists what they should be doing to kind of get motivated.
For me, I'm very systematic, you know.
Yeah.
I read a lot of books about business, about, you know, like meditations, about everything that can improve myself as a human. Mm. And I'm always setting up my goals. And I know that every time when you have like every crisis, it's a black line. So, but then right now, after the black line, it always goes white line, you know, it can never be. So, I mean, what I'm doing, I know right now, I understand that crisis is here. Mm-hmm. And I understand that a lot of people say, because I check also like business channels, you know, it's interesting. And a lot of economists say that it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I believe that one day it will end. So I'm preparing myself right now to be like big, to be anti-fragile, you know?
Yeah.
And this helps a lot. This helps a lot because I live with my goals in the future. I have one big goal, for example, right now for me, I want to have 500,000 plays on Spotify until the end of this year.
Nice.
And I don't care about anything else. I work on this. And every my step, every day I think what I can do today, at least just little step, that will bring me to this number. And I have another, like we also have goals about the labels. And I'm setting up like, okay, I want to have like this income from the labels till the end of this year. What I have to do to help this, or I have to hire new people, or I have to open the new label, or I have to find the scout who will bring more artists to the label, you know? So. Mm-hmm. That's why I even have no time to think, oh my God, what I will have to do. Because I live with like very clear plan what I want to have next. And the same with agencies, the same with gigs. With situation, life is unexpected, especially this situation with COVID. It shows us that nothing can be stable and nothing can be for a long time, you know. Even like nobody knows, because in my agency we have the big artists like Carl Cox or like Ryan Joinwelt, Deborah DeLuca, Monica Cruz, and we are talking, and still they do not know. Probably this is a great chance for the second tier artists, I don't know, like for me, you know, or like maybe not. Maybe the big artists will also reduce the fees, or maybe finally artists will have to work for the persons, you know, not for the exact fee, but they will take the shares of the entries or even the bar.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't care because I have my own plan. Mm-hmm. And thanks God we have labels. Yes. And if you work hard and if you love what you do, opportunities, they come. You even do not have to search for them. You have to be just careful when you have a good opportunity, take it and keep it. Right now we work with Seth about the label of Metodio Christoph. He wrote me, "Hey man, who is running the management for your label?" I said, "Man, we do it ourselves. We have a nice team. If you want, you can work with us." And right now they work with us and they are happy and we are super happy because they are very nice guys. They also Eastern Europe guys, you know, and we are on the same vibe and we have very nice clients and they have, I hope, they have very good services. And it was also opportunity. So I'm waiting. Yesterday, not yesterday, like also 2-3 days ago, we had the very cool call with the guys from Fader Pro, nice. The master classes. And I see that they see the labels, they see that they're interested. Life, every time life gives you some opportunities. You have just to keep on working, go to your goals, and don't lose opportunities that life can give you, you know? Yes. Think about something new, and I think it's... For me, I was stressed because documents, I'm Ukrainian, living in Spain, you know? Sometimes you have to, renew the residency and everything, but still... It's interesting journey. It's a big game.
Yes. How far are you setting your goals in advance? How far are you going? How far in years do you go in advance?
I have 3 years.
Yeah.
I have 1 year, and I have half of the year.
Okay.
And cool. every day after the day when the day finish, I have the specialist what I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to plan my day for like my next day in the evening.
Oh, I like that. I like doing that. I tried to start to get into that, but I kind of fell away a little bit, but I need to start doing that. I've seen that a lot on the internet, but people do that.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It helps a lot because but then you can read I have the list. I print them specially and you can read what you did during the last week. For example, you open and I did this, I did this, I did this, you read it. And then you have very cool ideas in mind. Mm. And you just get them like this. And you write them. Do this tomorrow. Then again, you read and again, new idea. And then you have written it again. And it works like this. So you keep your head clear. Mm. But you become very systematic. You know, you're like... You live in very like scheduled way, but also for me it's pretty hard because I have a daughter and we are on the lockdown and she's sitting at home, so we are trying to balance who is taking care of her with my wife because she has to work well. And well, it's interesting experience. I can say that this lockdown it changed a lot of way of thinking, but from another side I think it made me stronger. Definitely
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I love that. I love that you wrote, I did this. I love that because I guess that reaffirms in your brain that you've achieved and you've kind of set you into the next day in a happier, positive space of mind, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And you do not have this feeling that you forget to do something or you're losing something because you can always read again and think, okay, this, okay, new idea. It's there. And then again, you read, this. And you know, you feel that everything is under control.
Yes, I like that. That's really cool. That's really cool. I'm going to start doing that. That's really cool. Do you block your day out? Do you kind of block your day into sort of sections and go, I'm going to do this headspace, I'm going to work in this headspace, and then I'm going to work in this?
Or
do
you kind of... Not really. First, I have this kind of stuff. For example, if I work on the music, I'm trying to do this in the evening. I never do this on the during the day. No. Why? Because I have people that work with me and they do not produce music. So I have to be at their service during the day. So they write me the questions. There are a lot of things we discuss. And also I'm trying to check the demos. I'm trying to do all this like management paperwork during the day. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah, right now after this interview I will go straight to the sea because I still have family, and finally we have the first day-to-day in Barcelona when the lockdown is not so hard and we can finally go out to the seas. And this is what we were waiting for 2 months and a half. And even, yeah, 2 months and a half. Oh, my God, that's so much. So, yes, but still, I mean, yeah, this kind of stuff, like calls with my colleagues and some kind of like paperwork interviews, for example, management or demos, or we did contest not so long time ago for my track Feel Burning, because we wanted to promote my coaching. It's another way to make money. Mm-hmm. And we did this, like I did the coaching plan. It's very like just for six person. Mm-hmm. Because it's also very hard to take care about the people, because they come to you with, they have different situations, you know?
Yeah.
And
as someone that coaches DJs regularly, I know exactly how you're doing that. It's a really lovely challenge and it's really good fun. I hope you enjoy doing it as well.
It's interesting, but for me, in the beginning was real stress, because if I know that people count on me, I want always to give something like the best. I for me, reputation means really a lot, and I don't want to lose it. I don't want anybody will say that, oh, I paid him money for the like coaching, and I was not happy with the results. And of course, people are different, you know, people, they send different music, they have different understanding of the market. And you have to, first of all, you have to adopt yourself to try to understand. When they send the tracks and you do not like a lot, you know, because what I have to do, I ask them, send me the project, I will check what I can do there, you know. It is right now, the life changed, and we have to adopt ourselves and at least to survive until the end of this lockdown, and I will be able to play again. I said to my wife yesterday, it's way easier to play gigs than to have coaching.
Yes. Yeah, I bet you're looking forward to getting back out there for sure.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, it's something new, nice experience, and I'm happy. I mean, I'm not losing money. I live good life, and everything is good, you know. And every month I close with positive balance, which is super important right now, especially.
Amazing. That's wonderful to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. I've really enjoyed this. It's really, really good fun, and I've even learned a little bit myself, which has been amazing. Thank you so much for time. Thank you.
And
I wish you great fun at the beach, and good luck with your coaching.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have, please go, if you're listening to an Apple podcast, please go and give it a rating, give it a thumbs up, share it. It really helps the podcast grow on Apple Podcasts and goes up the chart, which means we can get bigger guests with bigger numbers, and which gives you more information and more tips. Thanks so much again for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next time. I've been Graham Farmer. Bye.